There you go. You guys can do it.
Got it all over the pop filter.
See that? But that's why we have pop filters.
At least we have a pop filter. But hurry, move the pop filter away from it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going through it. It's dripping down it. I got you. Don't worry.
Great start to the podcast. We're fucking up all the equipment.
Moments before, Joey just hawked a loogie into his mic. Now Si's spraying Coke all over the pop filter.
And Ben peed on his.
I peed on my microphone.
No, you didn't.
Speaking of which, hi, my name's Ben.
I'm Si.
And I am Mr. Paris. Okay, Paris. So, Joey in terms of bad good news, I thought it was good news, but apparently Si's really far behind, so now it's kind of bad news.
Yeah.
We didn't get enough money for the computers, but...
Yet.
Yeah, I get it over the summer. But I bought us new Xboxes, new TVs, and new capture cards.
No computer!
Not yet. I mean,
only you could get a free TV, Xbox, and capture card and be like, ah, I didn't get
what
my
I'm worried
computer!
About. I have my own TV. I have my own Xbox.
Your Xbox is a piece of shit.
Your Xbox is original launch day Xbox. You need
a
new one.
It is
a
first
generation
20
gig
rolling. Xbox.
He is a fucking hardcore veteran right now.
You know, and it is quieter than your 360. Size is actually really quiet.
There's no way.
There's absolutely a way.
I guarantee you put them next to the new ones and his.
Let's do it.
It'll be destroyed in quietness.
Mine's pretty quiet.
Not that quiet.
It's pretty quiet.
All right, well, we can bring it over then.
Hey, you know what? My Xbox is the quietest.
And we got 32-inch TVs also.
Yeah.
They're big. They're like that big, almost.
They're like that big.
Exactly like that big over there.
Oh, they're here.
Yeah, we got those yesterday.
Xboxes don't come till tomorrow, but TVs are
here.
But what happened was yesterday we went out to lunch at the press box, which...
You were invited to, and you didn't show up.
Exactly.
I had Riley and no money.
Oh, well.
Well, we could have paid for your extra wings, mm-hmm. and Riley could have come and gotten, like, chicken
tenders. No, there's still a shit ton of wings. We didn't even finish them.
Sorry, I ate them.
Oh, well,
damn
Joey
it, Joey.
But if Riley was there, she could have had them, or you.
But
Riley
she should have needed wings.
We were there, and we were using Amazon Prime to, like, figure out exactly what we're going to get and what it did, and then, we're like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just go to Tiger Direct and see if they
just,
have TVs.
Just to look
there.
At TVs. Look we at TVs. Had no intentions of buying TVs.
We parked a building down at the gas station because we missed our fucking entrance.
I do it like all the time when I go to Tiger Direct. I just drive right past it, and it's a total pain in the ass to get back around to the parking lot.
Yeah, because you have to go over like a ditch.
So I just like a park there, and
ravine.
Then I just walk.
But so we get to Tiger Direct, and we're looking at all these TVs, and they're like $800-$900 TVs. And we're like, one of the guys asks us, he goes, "Hey, can I help you look? Can I help you find anything?" And we're like, "Oh yeah, where's your cheapest TV?" He goes, "Right there," because it's $119 with a mail-in rebate. It was $119, right?
$119 for a 32-inch 720p TV.
So we're like, "We'll take three," right then and there. Didn't even ask any more questions.
That was the easiest sale that guy's made all year. Cheapest TV. There. Great. We'll take three.
So now we have three TVs. Those are from Tiger Direct?
Those are from Tiger Direct.
All right.
Yeah.
How much were their Xboxes?
We got those $177 for the Xboxes.
Yeah,
on Amazon?
On Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And then $160 for the capture cards.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Right. So you still have plenty of money left over, right?
No.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
I got $1,400.
What happened to $5,000?
Over the summer.
Because I wasn't taking enough credit hours this semester. So it's like in limbo, but I'm taking 15 credit hours a summer, so I get it all.
That's fucking stupid. Do you get like backdraft? Like, are you supposed to get more during the summer? So now it's like all together in the summer?
Yeah, I should get more money in the summer than I did right now.
Okay. So. No, I'm talking about like the rest of it, which would be like 36, right? Or 34?
Yeah, right around there. Well, it would be 2,900 because 700 went to my actual bill.
Right,
you know,
makes sense. Because that's what all that money.
Right, because really that's what the money's for. We're kind of cheating. We're not cheating the system. I can use it for whatever I want.
Yeah,
these are living expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, guess who's going back to school in fall?
Uh huh. So anyway.
Uh huh.
But congratulations, Ben. I'm very happy.
I still
for
haven't decided on a major yet. I keep bouncing back and forth between my microphone was turned. That's why I wasn't loud enough. Anyway, I keep bouncing back and forth between programming and business administration.
I can tell you from personal experience, well, you're not going to USF, but the USF programming thing, I could teach you 100 times more in a week than you'll learn in your 4 years at school.
And they offered you a job.
I can't teach you shit.
But, I don't know. I'll
so I can teach you how to be
a
functioning alcoholic.
I can do that. I can do that.
So I could teach you how to make really good food, though.
I could do that, too.
Yeah, that he could do.
I can do that, too.
That is a true statement.
Oh, shit. I hit the mic.
God, I elbowed the fuck out of it in our Goat Simulator Let's Play.
Yeah?
Boom!
Oh, dude, yeah.
The audio was fucked up for a good, like, 3 seconds.
Was it really?
Well, because it it tries to like even it out. So everything you said after that was like a lot quieter because it was trying to account for the extra loud noise. But it was fun.
How was the Goat Simulator? Was that fun?
It was stupid.
Yeah.
It wasn't as fun as I'd like it to be.
It was exactly what I expected.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to have more fun. We did end up doing something really cool that I didn't know you could do involving a gas station.
And we'll just leave it at that. Watch the Let's Play. It comes out tomorrow. Or the day this comes out. So if you're listening to the podcast, go look at it now.
And I just about shit my pants when that happened. So.
Yeah, so we have three... Wow, we'd have ruined fucking everything,
Ben. Yeah, you
just
ruined everything, Ben. You gave it all away.
We'll cut that.
Yeah, we are going to cut that. You're right. God damn, Ben.
Fucking idiot.
I tried to segue perfectly into the... and watch the video to find out what happens, and then you just... Fuck it, why are you touching my leg?
Let's get back on topic. All right.
So if you're listening to it today...
Go check it
out. Go check it out.
Yeah. We have three Let's Plays uploaded and scheduled for release. So that's exciting
for us.
Nice.
Yeah, and we're recording...
two more today.
Yes.
All right.
Going to finish Octodad up, and...
we got another
new series. You and me are going to match in Worms.
I mean, you mean you're going to lose in Worms?
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Those are fighting words right there.
I just went there.
Those are fighting words.
It's game on, bitch.
This is going to be hilarious when Sai gets his ass whooped.
I know.
I had other thoughts of things, but I don't remember what they
thoughts
were.
Thoughts of things.
Thoughts of things about new stuff we got. Classes. Oh, school. I just don't remember where I was going with that, so that didn't help. I'm sorry.
Nope. Nothing
school is for smart people, not people who play video games.
Oh, school. I might be going to culinary school soon.
Oh, yeah?
Really? HCC apparently has a really good culinary program.
Yeah. I told you this years ago.
But so does the Food Institute of Tampa. No, it was perfect. That's where my voice is. I was doing this while you guys were talking. I'm like, my lips are here, my eyes are perfect.
You're fine.
That's perfect.
You're fine.
Anyways, apparently HCC has a really good culinary program.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another place. They said don't go to the Art Institute. It's actually where I already signed up, like was getting information about it, but I never called them back.
Yeah, I've heard that about the Art Institute.
Yeah,
that
apparently
it's not
really
a
shitty.
Good place to go. And then same thing with like DeVry, not a good school.
I would never go there, but apparently there's
I don't
a
think
Tampa.
DeVry's actually
shut
accredited.
Up. Apparently there's a Tampa apparently Culinary Institute or something like that,
mm-hmm.
And it's right next to the stadium.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't know of.
Me neither.
I should have known.
You should have.
Yeah, HCC. I might be going to HCC as long as they don't make me take any extra bullshit credits that I don't want to fucking take.
They probably will
then
if you
I won't
want
be going.
A degree, but you can still go and audit the classes.
No, you can do, they have a what's called a college credit certificate, and they don't make you take any of the prerequisites.
Okay, yeah, because
all
I want
to
do is
like,
cook.
An English class and
no,
like something
no, what
basic.
What the fuck am I going to use English for in
so
cooking?
So they know you know how to comprehend the bullshit that you're going to learn in the rest of the year.
If I don't pass any of the classes in culinary, then I should have to take other stupid bullshit classes.
Unfortunately, the education system in America sucks fucking asshole.
Getting all political and shit.
It's not political. It just makes sense. We suck.
Not
disagreeing. But yeah, no.
I'm just saying it's political.
Fucking measurements, like 3/4 cup. A quarter cup, all that shit, breaking them down. If I can't do that, send me in a Boom Boom math class. Fucking make me learn it. If I can't fucking read the goddamn cook instructions, fucking send me in an English class. I gotta learn that. What the fuck do I need to take history for cooking?
The fact that you can't speak proper Englishes in complete sentences. Englishes.
Good job, Ben.
Wow. All right. All you're proving here is that
you
both need to go back to school.
I'm willing to take my prerequisite classes.
I'm not.
I hated that.
I'm not.
That shit.
There's no point for me to take classes like that for cooking.
You pay
do
an
they
Asian
not?
Kid $200 to do all your homework.
That's cheating, Ben. We don't condone cheating here at Frosted Gaming.
I have never partaken in such activities. Usually just pay Jeremy.
Drugs. Do they have any like culinary schools that are not normal schools, but that just strictly teach you how to cook?
Le Cordon Bleu
in Orlando.
Yeah,
straight cooking
Institute. Why didn't you go there?
Because it's in Orlando.
And it's fucking expensive.
Very.
Okay, those are good reasons. Well, very good reasons. There's got to be cheaper ones that are closer.
Yeah, I need to find an actual... like.
I'm sure there's
got to
be one in Tampa.
Apparently the Tampa Cooking Institute, or whatever the fuck it's called, next to the stadium. It's actually next to St. Joe's, but which is also
right next
right
to the stadium.
Not that apparently that's like cares. A cooking institute. It's just like Le Cordon Bleu, and apparently it's really fucking good.
You know,
yeah.
You
so
do
go
some.
There instead. Then you don't have to take that bullshit prerequisites.
Yeah, that's what
you
I plan on doing.
Do.
Okay,
what should I do then?
You should go to France and study cooking in France for a year.
You know, that's actually one of my goals is to go to France, Italy, and I don't know, one, like Asia or something, or Japan or something, and learn their cooking ways. I want to be that good of a
their
cook.
Cooking
That'd
ways.
Be cool. I want to come with you just so I can eat the food that you cook from those places.
I would let you. We could do it like a Frosted Game.
We could, we could make it a business trip. Fuck it. We'll have a convention out there.
I just want to go for like a week. That's it. Just a week.
To each country or all together?
To each country.
Okay.
So but not like back to back to back. I want to do it like go to there for like a week, wait a year, like study and do that cooking for that whole year, and then go to like France and study their cooking for a whole year. And then
very prospective,
right?
Is that the word? Yeah.
Makes sense. I want to be a badass fucking cook. Yeah. When you guys see me next, I'm going to be in a fucking chef coat. I'm going to have a fucking little chef hat. I'm going to be chopping shit in the air. I'm going to throw a carrot in there and go, and it's going to fall down perfectly on a plate.
Okay. Well, yeah, that'll...
It's going to happen. Stop looking at me in disbelief.
It's not disbelief. It's you're a fucking idiot.
Aww.
I was looking at you in awe.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Joey.
You're welcome.
You can see the sparkle in your eye. It might be the reflection from the window.
Yeah, details. Yeah. So, how's everybody's no poo going?
I did not do it anymore. I'm doing the.
Well, yeah, you're doing your growing shampoo-y things. What? How's that going for you, sir?
I'm on day 11. I see progress already.
Do you? What kind of progress?
It feels thicker. Like if you run your fingers through my hair. Ooh.
Ever since I started the no poo thing, my hair is significantly thicker.
Yeah.
And I didn't really notice until just today, but. No dandruff whatsoever.
No?
None. Not even a little bit. So.
The dandruff might also be like dried gel that's just sitting in the scalp of your head.
That's true. I did use a lot of gel. So, well, whatever it is, I don't have
That's
it
good,
anymore.
Though.
So, yeah.
You know what sucks, though?
The white flaky
your
stuff.
Hair looks a lot flatter.
That's because I just got out of the shower.
Oh.
You know what sucks? Beard dandruff.
Is there such thing?
Yes.
Really?
I didn't see anything.
But
no, the other day it was really bad. It only happens when it grows, and your beard, I guess, grows in spurts. But like when it grows, it's when it's really itchy, and then you like scratch it, and you'll get beard dandruff.
It might be dead skin, Ben.
That's exactly what dandruff is, Si.
Really, Si?
It is.
Yeah, you didn't know dandruff was just dead skin?
No idea. I never had it before. I didn't do any research. I don't give a fuck.
Yes.
But apparently they make like a conditioning oil that reduces that. So I'm gonna get that next time I grow my beard out because I have to shave in 2 days.
That sucks.
I know. Yeah.
Because it's so pretty.
I know.
It is.
I'm the bearded bandit.
If you shaved... Oh, sorry, pop filter. If you shaved this spot, like, between your mustache and beard, you would have a perfect mustache and just that chin strap, thick-ass chin strap.
Well, as I shave, I'm going to take pictures, and we can probably upload them.
Like Hitler and...
No, not like that. Like
I was thinking that.
I was going to shave, like, my beard and just leave the mustache, and then, like, half the mustache, and then completely gone. I don't know why I do half a mustache, but I think it'd be funny.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, whatever.
I'd just sit there and laugh at myself.
You could do, like, chin straps where you, like, shave in, like, lines down your face.
I could do that, yeah.
Right? And then you have to do the Hitler.
No.
Why not?
Everybody does the Hitler
Everybody
when they cut their
Hitler.
Large mustache off. It's a fact.
No, it's not.
No, it is a fact. It's
the internet. Yeah. It is a fact. Everything has to relate to Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you heard you can get from Justin Bieber's Wikipedia page to Hitler's in like 3 clicks or something?
Really?
Well, I believe that.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a weird game that I guess some people play on Wikipedia where they see how many clicks it takes you to get from one article to Hitler.
Oh. Let's play with the Frosted Gaming Wikipedia. Do we have one yet?
No, we don't.
Oh, fuck.
We can't make our own. We have to wait till somebody else makes it for us.
Aw.
It's kind of like the unofficial rules of
Wikipedia. Soon.
Yeah, soon. Hey, we got all these Let's Plays. And I just found out, because Ben mentioned something when we were going to shop for TVs about we get free advertising as a YouTube channel. And I was like, you misunderstand. You're a moron. And then today when I was uploading the videos, I see the, guess what? They call it Fan Finder, and you get to make free videos, free advertisement videos to put on it. And I was actually the moron, and Ben knew what the fuck he was talking about.
Do not doubt
the incredible stash.
Actually, now let's be clear here for a minute. Ben still had no clue what the fuck he was talking about. He just happened to be right.
That's true.
How does that work? Well, no, because I see like a lot of YouTubers advertising, and I was like, you know, these are really like not well-known. Hold on, let me go. They're not well-known YouTube channels. So I figured they're not making enough ad revenue to make these videos to advertise on YouTube. So this has to be free. This has to be like something YouTube's doing for their channels. And it turned out I was right.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe he did kind of know what he was talking about. Whatever. Point is, that means we have...
Not as dumb as I look, damn it.
Free advertising for our channel, which, I mean, from YouTube's perspective makes sense because if we bring people to our channel and they watch our channel, YouTube gets their ad revenue too.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, they give a small fraction of their advertising away for free, and then...
they get...
make a shit ton more right. back. Make
money. And it's huge for us, because it brings people to our channel.
Word.
So, something we need to do is we need to work on, like, a little commercial-y
thing. I was actually thinking about that in the car on the way here.
Making a commercial?
Yes. Like, it's like a... I don't want to...
You gotta finish sentences.
Like, it'll be like...
guys, we cannot English well today.
No, we can't.
While we're doing the Let's Plays, we'll have somebody behind us with a camera, and they'll just record us, like, in the background. Like, it's not our games and stuff playing, it's just somebody recording us, and then it's, like, me outside fishing for my, like, cooking channel, and then it's, like, us doing something else. Like, it's just a constant thing, and it's, like, look at Frosted Gaming. Like, Frosted Gaming pops up as, like, watch our Let's Plays cooking show podcast.
Put a large picture of a penis on it.
Yes.
Huge
but
picture.
But speaking of commercials, did you see... the generic brand commercial?
Oh, the thing I posted?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
It's like a promotional business commercial thing, and it's just using all these generic terms like, and here's a picture of DNA, and here's a bunch of scientists doing lab research, even though we don't do lab stuff. It was really funny. I'm not doing it justice.
Yeah.
And it used all stock footage, and it was like,
yeah, it's like,
and we're moving forward. Towards what? Nothing.
Innovation. Creation. Lots of synonyms.
Words we picked from this long list.
Exactly.
Okay, I want to watch it now.
We could totally make a commercial like that. Can we do that?
Oh, that's a good idea. We should try.
I know. See, I have good ideas sometimes, guys.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now? Just stop the podcast?
Fuck the podcast.
Fuck the podcast.
We'll just leave the podcast on in the background. You'll hear us off in the distance.
All of a sudden, you hear a glass break. You would never hear what we said. It'd be inaudible, of course. That's why I did that.
No, okay. Sure.
Yeah. You guys suck.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a perfect day to go fishing and tide's coming in.
Yeah.
It is a wonderful day to fish because I don't have to work until 5 o'clock today,
guys.
Unfortunately,
we have lots of Let's Plays to do.
We do.
A whopping 30 minutes worth of, well,
at least an hour.
An hour and a half, I was going to say.
Yeah. Plus, I have to edit all this shit now.
Yeah, but we're, what, an hour early for the podcast?
We are an hour early for the podcast. Maybe that's why we can't talk. We're all just still asleep.
I'm talking.
I'm not.
I got my happy juice in my hand.
You always have your happy juice in your hand.
I know.
I don't get it. How does he do it?
My happy juice gets me through the day. I have a lot of shit. You guys have no idea what goes on to me in the mornings.
What goes on to you? What goes on to you, Sai?
Ben, I'm going to cut your throat.
Oh, I thought you could English well today, huh?
I can't English well. I have spoonerism, like hardcore. Spoonerism?
Right, okay, so we're all on the same page then. We can't talk today.
Yeah, no, you know what spoonerism is?
No, what the fuck is spoonerism?
It's like
is
dyslexia like for talking.
Oh. Shit, maybe I have that.
That's what it is.
I don't have that.
Nick definitely has it.
No, Nick just has a speech impediment.
No, I think he has spoonerism.
I think we have, and they, I don't know how it came up, but there's like, or how I found this, but there's like scientific research that shows people who jumble their words are smarter because they have a bigger vocabulary and their brain has to cycle through all the words and synonyms.
Hell yeah.
Synonyms.
Sounds like Ben read that on the internet.
I did. I definitely read that on the internet. But no, there's actually like links and stuff that go to research.
Well,
studies
I know from
whatever.
My personal experience, no scientific evidence here, that sometimes I'll just be thinking faster than I'm talking. And so
yeah,
the words I'm saying are like way behind where my brain is. And so.
Wow. The bigger vocabulary.
Now we just sound like a bunch of pretentious douchebags.
Right.
We're fucking smart.
See that big word I use there?
Pretentious. I heard that.
I selected it from my list of words for the
that
podcast.
That actually processed through my brain.
You've been using pretentious a lot lately.
Have I?
Yeah.
I did. I called somebody else a pretentious douchebag. I don't remember who it was, but I did.
A pretentious douche canoe.
See, now that I hear that, I'm just going to start saying it. I have no idea what pretentious means, but I'll start saying it.
You know, I can't even really build a definition for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The arrogant sounds close. Yeah. Okay.
Egotistical.
Yeah. Kind of like you. Are you egotistical?
No, not at all.
No, you're not.
Sometimes I can be.
Maybe. Yeah, no, I don't feel it. Maybe you used
no,
to
not
be.
Not at all, really, actually.
You used to be.
Maybe
I'm just
that's
an
what
asshole.
It was.
Yeah. Like, I'm a douchebag.
Yeah.
I'm not egotistical at all. I don't
yeah,
have
you're right.
An ego.
Maybe you used to be. Maybe.
I don't think so.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're just an asshole.
Thanks, Joey.
After the podcast, remind me of the word egotistical, and I have a story for you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
How I want to put my foot through someone's face. But.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Damn, we can't put people's names in the podcast.
I know.
So I take it that means people would know who you're talking about if you told the story?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, we'll play it safe. And now the podcast can use their imagination to see what we're talking about.
Imagination.
Beep.
Oh, that was a good podcast.
Oh my God. I did not know podcast. That's the podcast you were talking about, because when you told us about that, it wasn't uploaded yet.
No,
we were doing game night, and you were showing us what was bleeped out, and I was dying laughing.
Yeah,
and then I heard it. I was like, "Wait a minute! He was showing this that night. Like, there's no way." And then I heard it on the podcast.
It was like podcast 11 or 12, I think.
Yeah, go check it out if you want to hear something dumb hear that annoyed
Ben
me.
Likes.
You'll never know what it is, and you can use your imagination.
You can use your pee.
Good, Ben.
All right.
Yes.
So.
Should we move on to the topic list now?
We kind of started on it.
Yeah, we talked about new shit, but that's how we start every podcast, is if we get new shit for the company, we bring it up. So. But anyway.
We still haven't seen Captain America yet.
Oh, we haven't. Joanna beat us to it.
I'm sorry.
Joey, you fucking asswipe.
I'm sorry.
You motherfucker.
It was taking forever, and my dad wanted to go see it, and...
Wow.
I guess it's just you and me, Si.
All right. We'll never see it. Whatever. I'll wait till it comes out on cable. I ain't paying money. Everybody
Netflix.
Wants to go without me and shit. Fuck
Netflix.
You guys.
Netflix.
I'll wait till Netflix. Fuck Netflix. You guys.
Yeah. Apparently Netflix is raising the prices up to $10 a month.
Guess who's canceling?
I thought it was always $10 a month.
No, it was like $9. Well, it's actually only for new customers anyway.
It was $9.99.
I'll keep it.
Now it's going up one fucking penny
Bro,
to $10.
It was like $8.99 for
yeah,
me.
It's like $8.99. So it's going up a whole
fucking dollar.
To be completely honest, it's totally worth $10 still. I mean,
it really is.
As mad as I would like to be for them raising the price, it's totally worth it. And apparently they're getting like 40,000 new shows.
Really?
Hopefully, bunch of new movies.
Austin Powers is in there somewhere, because that pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I know. I'm still mad about it.
I
still think about it every day.
Yeah, baby.
Not really. Not really. Every time I hear Austin Powers, I'm like, I want to watch it, but Netflix doesn't have it.
Does Hulu have it? No, Hulu only has TV shows, right?
I think it got a couple of movies, but not many.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Maybe Amazon Prime Movies does. They have instant streaming.
What?
Hmm?
Amazon Prime Movies?
Yeah, you don't know about that?
That's well, not like movies made by Amazon, but...
No,
it's like their equivalent to Netflix.
Yeah. That's how I got Little Mermaid on the iPad for Riley.
You have Amazon Prime?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, I have Amazon.
Oh, then you don't have Amazon
Prime. I got a code for it.
Oh, like a free trial thing?
I bought the DVD, Little Mermaid, and came with it.
Oh, okay, yeah. They do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, Amazon's great.
I was actually thinking about getting Amazon Prime. $70 for the whole year.
It's $100 now, I think.
For 2-day shipping, though.
Yeah.
Every time you order something.
You can use, they have a like a calculator thing, not by Amazon, but other people have it. It says like how many things you think you'll buy a year, and it'll tell you if it's worth it to either just pay the shipping or pay for Amazon Prime.
Hmm.
With how much shit I order, I'm like way over the...
Yeah.
They're like, just get it. Don't even fucking put
get
it in.
Pay for it twice if you have to.
Save us money if you pay for it twice. Help us, please.
I've already exceeded my necessary limits, and it's only like March.
Damn.
April.
Wait, you have like a limit of...
Well, not a limit. I mean, exceeded the number of things I needed to buy to make it worth it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And that's for the new exciting. Price. I'm still paying $75 for the rest of the year.
Nice.
So.
Nice. Lucky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been a Prime member for like 2 years now, so I get special privileges.
Ooh,
not really.
Look at me. Fuck yourself.
So you guys hear about the Black Widow movie coming?
I'm not
excited.
Yeah.
I did not hear about it.
Yeah.
I like that they're making all the Avengers like movies individually.
I'm sorry, but I saw the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy. That looked fucking retarded.
What is that?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
A new Avengers movie?
It's a Marvel movie.
It's like an alternate reality. Well, not an alternate reality. It's the same universe, but a different group of superheroes from the Marvel universe.
That's stupid.
You've got like Rocket Raccoon and...
You're kidding me, right?
It's just, it did not look good. I'm still going to go see it.
It's going to be good, because...
But it looks awful.
The girl who played Amy Pond in Doctor Who
is
the villain.
I'm going to watch it, and I'll be the fucking, what was his name?
Rory?
No.
The Doctor?
Dave? No.
Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf? Petey? No.
Peter.
The dude jacking off in the movie theater.
Oh, Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman.
Herman. Wow.
No, I'm going to be him.
Not where I was going at all. Wow. This is weird now.
That was weird. All right. We'll have to cut that out.
The movie theater.
That
excellent.
Wow. So, anyway, yeah, I'm not necessarily.
I'm not really going to do that, guys. I don't.
No, I didn't think you were.
I sincerely hope that you wouldn't.
She's hot, though. She's
yeah,
hot.
She is, but I wouldn't do that.
No, nobody would do that, really. Pee-wee Herman is the only person who would do that. And maybe homeless people.
But yeah, why homeless people? Like, why do they seem to do that so often?
Because they don't get laid, dude. They're dirty and nasty and smelly.
Yeah, well, and I guess they don't have access to the internet, so it makes sense.
Can we stop talking about this?
Yeah, let's move on.
Moving on.
Segwaying to, I don't even fucking care anymore. apparently, the NFL contract with DirecTV is ending this year. So the question is, who gets it next year?
Verizon.
No. What if it's Netflix?
So all of the NFL would be on the Netflix?
Yeah. Or Amazon or Hulu. Any one of those three would more or less destroy the cable industry, which is what we need. Because Time Warner and Comcast are merging.
Yeah.
And people are trying really hard to fight
it. Shitty and shitty makes shittier.
Yeah. And Monopoly. That leaves Comcast and Verizon as the only two real cable providers left.
Yeah, because nobody gives a fuck about DirecTV.
Google Fiber!
Right, yeah, because DirecTV. But anyway, but if Netflix gets, or any of those types of internet media companies, gets the direct or the NFL.
I can hear you playing with your little, he's sitting there going.
Yeah, I hear it. All right. So anyway, but if Netflix gets that NFL ticket or whatever, or any company like that,
it's
that
done. Would come, yeah.
Because that's really the only reason people get cable anymore, that and HBO and Showtime. So.
Heard that.
Well, I mean, you could get hockey games on like Apple TV.
Yeah, like I don't have cable. My dad was watching the hockey game. You were here. That's why
I was
saying
definitely
that.
Here for that.
I love how he stops mid-explanation. He's like, yeah, my dad was watching and you were here. That's why you said that.
Yeah, we were watching the hockey game through NFL Go or something on the Apple TV.
Yeah.
So Apple has NFL Go.
NHL.
NHL.
NHL. Okay.
NHL.
You.
Sorry. I'm not big on sports.
Yeah.
And it's actually part of, my dad has season tickets to the Lightning games, and he gets it as part of that.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so did, like, does your dad go to every Lightning game?
One a week.
Oh.
Thursdays. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
As
I didn't know the Lightning
team,
played that often. Sorry, Ben.
As a tag team combo, I think that getting an Apple TV and Netflix are the best way to go for anything.
Yeah.
Like, fuck cable. If I have an Apple TV and I have a Netflix account, I'm set. Don't need anything
else. What can
else.
You watch on Apple TV? I have no idea about
every
it.
You have access to your Amazon Prime videos that I was talking about. Netflix, Hulu, you've got, I know, whatever the
but
baseball is.
But I can't watch like the cooking channel if I want to.
Yes, you can. Well, you could do that
you
on
can watch
Netflix.
Cooking shows. I mean, but you don't have to watch cooking shows live. It's not like...
What you could do is you could buy a season pass, and I think it's only like 30
Why would you bucks. Want to do that to the Food Network? You can cook any food from any episode at any time. There's no... Like, you have to see the latest episode of the cooking show. Why do you have to see the latest episode of the cooking show?
I don't know. I have never seen every single episode of every single cooking show.
The motherfucker, you better start on Netflix.
So reruns, do they have cooking shows?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I'd assume so.
Or,
well, I know they have
Hulu
like,
or Amazon Prime. One of them, I'm sure, has cooking shows.
I know they have like Gordon's Kitchen Nightmares and shit like that. Like Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares.
I'm sure they have real cooking shows too.
Yeah.
They've got to.
Like Iron Chef.
I think they have probably. Like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and stuff like
do
that
they
on there
really?
Too. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So just go every episode from the beginning. Cancel your fucking cable. Save whatever amount of money cable is.
And then, like, say I watch Arrow. You can buy a season pass for Arrow instead of watching it on cable, but that's
yeah, you can
TV.
Buy season passes on iTunes, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
On iTunes, and then it goes straight to your Apple TV.
That's pretty neat.
And it's still cheaper than cable.
I might do
way
that then.
Way cheaper than cable.
You should. Although you're not paying for cable right now, are you?
No, my mom is.
So. Yeah. All I pay for my house is internet. I don't actually pay for it, though.
about the move-in situation. We're looking at a 4-bedroom house now.
Oh.
Because apparently Alyssa's dad is going to be staying with us for sometimes. Not all the time, for sometimes.
What is sometimes?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't even know he was going to be staying with us, but he's deployed down here. So if he gets redeployed down here, he's going to have to stay with us.
Okay.
However, if he can choose to get redeployed in a different state from where they're planning on moving back to, I guess that's where they're going to move up there.
Okay.
Nobody has any idea yet.
But still, with four bedrooms, we'd still have an extra room.
That's what I'm saying. She was looking at three bedrooms, and I'm like, no, you got to look at four bedrooms if we're going to have a room for the podcast. She's like, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. But apparently she found a beautiful three-bedroom townhouse with another room that was over the garage, mm-hmm. which would have been perfect for the podcast, she said. It sold the day they called.
Oh, damn.
They called, and they were like, we literally just sold it.
You should talk to my dad, because...
That's what I said.
Because he does lots of real estate, and he can, you know...
But yeah, but does he do it only on Davis Island?
No, he does it all over.
Really?
Yeah, he does primarily Davis Island, but he does it all over.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need to talk to him. I need to talk to you after this.
He probably won't sell you the house.
Oh, fuck, man.
He typically does more commercial.
No, that's what we're doing, buying house.
Yeah, but not commercial.
That's not commercial.
Commercial is like an office
building.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he still knows the area and the residential, and he can find you a place.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll talk to you after this so you can talk to him.
Okay.
And then he'll set you up with one of his boys who does
one of my boys
residential.
One of these boys.
All right.
I feel like your dad's like.
I saw his face on a billboard yesterday.
Style mob boss,
yes. Right in front of 7-Eleven. I was like, "Holy shit, that's Mark!"
Yeah, Ben just did that same thing too. It was like that bench has been there for 4 years. It's been there since we were in the big house.
You know, I've
really?
Actually
yes.
It's not the first time I've noticed it. It's just the first time I pointed it out. Like every time I drive on and I drive that way around the island, I'm like, "Hi, Mark!" As I drive past his bench. Because I'm an idiot.
So anyway, my dad's on a bench. But we were just saying something.
He's homeless?
Before. The By homeless
far.
Real estate agent?
No,
the
has, farthest. He has an advertisement on a bench.
Yeah. It's just him sitting there.
He just waves occasionally.
That'd be a really good advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of. Yeah, like the mayor. I saw one of the mayor candidates standing on the back of his truck. I was like, and just waving at people in the rain. I'm like, wow, that does not look like somebody I want
to
vote for.
Good day to do that, idiot. Someone throw a rock at him. That would be me. Obviously, not a lot of people laughed. They're like, wow, Ty's an asshole.
Yeah.
That's the truth, though.
Yeah, I think we've established that on this podcast.
Yeah.
Just keep saying
it. One of these days, everybody will be like, more and more, they're going to be like, I really don't like Ty. He's funny. I fucking hate him.
Yeah, well, that's kind of your character. That's
that
what we're
my character.
Portraying here.
Portraying?
Character? I think that's just how he is in real life.
Yeah,
he's a fucking
his character. That's
my character.
Don't you remember English 101?
Yes, I do. But we weren't fictional characters. We're
not
trying to be someone else.
The characteristics of a person. His character.
Oh, he's right.
We're using
he has
character
an
in
asshole
that term.
Character. Yes. I mean, God damn it.
There's like 1,001 ways you could use that. Since
and 1,001 reasons that you should go back to college.
Fuck college. But I still have to go back. But no, like, you could have been like the character.
Sorry, I just had to
as
work
in,
that in.
You could be in the character as in who he portrays on the internet, or the character as who he is the character as in who he is as a person.
I see what you're saying, but let's be very clear here.
We are now internet personalities. Sometimes we have to be someone we're not.
Yeah, but let's be clear. That is the person Sai is.
That is the person
I will never be someone I am not.
Yeah, me either. As Joey takes a sip from his beverage.
I was just going to wait because he's going to cut all this shit out anyway.
This podcast is sponsored by Vanilla Coke.
Why would I cut
just
this
kidding,
shit out?
Just kidding, it's not.
Other than that awkward silence there while I was trying to take my
That's drink. What I was saying. I was going to leave it all awkward silence so we could just cut that out. But we fucked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Vanilla Coke is the shit.
It is.
We were just talking about this earlier how...
It's the best of all the...
It really
sodas.
Is.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love Dr. Pepper, but Vanilla Coke's where it's at.
No, I'm a Dr. Pepper guy.
You're an idiot.
I'm sorry.
Vanilla Coke still wins.
Yeah.
Me and Sai are on the same page here.
Vanilla Coke came out and I was like, this is it. This is the end of the universe.
This is it. We just need to stop making soda after this. Just Vanilla Coke.
Just Vanilla Coke.
I'm sorry that you two are wrong.
Maybe Cherry Vanilla Coke. Have you had that? It's really good.
I have. At the 100 different combinations.
No. They actually made a Cherry Vanilla Coke.
Oh.
In cans and stuff. Yeah.
Cool. I've never had
it. But it was only for a limited time, I think.
I thought it was Diet.
Oh, it might be Diet. And I might be thinking Dr. Pepper.
Yes, you are thinking Dr. Pepper, because I've had the Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper reigns supreme.
What?
Dr. Pepper reigns supreme. I don't know why I've been doing that deep voice like I'm Batman.
That was really awesome in the Worms Let's Play.
It was?
Yes.
Awesome.
I want to watch the Let's Play now.
Yeah. When does that one come out?
It's already out. I think I posted it right before the podcast started.
Oh, okay. Guys, check that out.
Yeah.
Watch me get my ass whooped in Worms.
Came out 24 minutes ago, actually. Which was 10 minutes after we started the podcast. Fun fact.
We've only been going for 20 minutes?
No, we've been going for 34.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Math. Another reason you should go back to college.
I only half caught that
It
sentence.
Came out 20 minutes ago, which was 10 minutes after we started the podcast.
We've only
been doing the podcast for 20 minutes?
I thought you said, I don't know what the fuck. You know, I'm still waking college. Up. I'm still waking up. Fuck college.
You were up before me. You had a shower and everything before I woke up.
I literally rolled out of bed into the shower.
Yeah, Ben just laid on the ground in the shower.
He just rolled like
kind of. Like barrel I rolled, rolled from into my the bed, shower. Rolled to the bathroom.
Used his toes to turn on the faucet and just laid there. And was like,
And then eventually got up and actually, no, I didn't. I just took my loofah off with my toes and knocked over my soap bottle.
Knocked over a soap bottle.
And just used my legs to clean myself.
He literally rolled all the way to the couch and then he stood up and kicked the couch and making humping noises. That's how he woke me up, but I was already awake. I was like half awake, just sitting there.
Yeah. But...
And he was like humping the couch. He's like, and I'm like, that's disturbing. That's a weird way to wake somebody up.
Yeah, it is.
I
that's strange. Well, like, how did you come up with that? What was the thought process? All right, I gotta wake up, Si. I'm gonna start humping the couch
and making sexual noises.
Yeah. I bet if he thinks there's a porno going on behind him, he'll wake up. Wrong.
Well, true. No, that does make sense. I would think you would do that.
Yeah, I would wake up in fear. Like, what the fuck? Who allowed this?
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Shut up,
that, kid. That's got to be one of the scariest things to wake up next to.
A porno?
Yeah,
I would imagine. It's
like
so.
Most shocking. Yeah,
most shocking. Yes, absolutely.
As a cheerleader and having to share my room with all
right,
people,
moving on.
I've woken up to
quitting segways. Segways. Oh, segways are weird.
Wow. That was going nowhere fast.
I was going somewhere.
It's like he was digging a hole with a drill. And it's like,
he had the big digger.
The what?
Big digger.
Big digger. The thing with the claw.
Yeah. Gotcha. Then he put a bomb in it.
What?
And blew that shit up and fell right in.
What the fuck are we talking about?
We're talking about Google and how they've now successfully... You like how I worked that segue in? That was a good one.
That was good. That was
terrible.
That was good.
But in all seriousness, Google has now been able to solve CAPTCHAs at a 98% success rate with a computer. Meaning Google is now better at solving CAPTCHAs than I am. Because I definitely have way lower than a 98% success rate with CAPTCHAs.
So if Google wanted to spam the internet.
They could. Meaning CAPTCHAs are kind of becoming obsolete.
So now what are they going to use? Face recognition?
No, apparently that's really easy to do, too.
What?
You just put a picture of someone's face in
that's
front
why.
Of it.
Oh. Yeah. What about 3D face recognition? Because you can't use a picture for 3D.
I don't think computer webcams
do you have a 3D
handle.
Camera on your computer?
Yeah.
Yes.
And how does that solve a CAPTCHA?
Shut up.
So, anyway, that's interesting to see where that's going to go.
Yeah. I think you should have to solve a CAPTCHA by slamming your dick onto the keyboard.
Right. So anyway.
Hey, we made it almost 40 minutes into the podcast.
Ben
will
just hit the space bar.
Wouldn't even get that far.
It would go from A to Z on the keyboard.
That's backwards.
Z, it doesn't fucking matter. The point is the A key is right next to the Z key. That's the joke. God damn it.
Oh, see, you actually looked at the keyboard. I'm sitting here thinking in my mind. I'm like, where's the Z and the A? It's a keyboard right in front of us.
No, that's still too big.
No, I've seen that joke 100 times before. I didn't come up with that. Okay.
Moving on.
God, we are just awful with dead time today.
Yeah, this is unusual. No more early podcasts. Fuck this.
Yeah. Or we could do early podcasts and just maybe wake up earlier.
I was thinking we should have gotten energy drinks because we've got a lot of Let's Plays to do.
We'll do probably go get some at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, we should because we got to stay live.
This podcast sponsored by 7-Eleven.
We should get a pizza.
Want to order pizza?
Let's order a pizza and some energy drinks, and then we'll
die of a heart attack.
But we'll die on camera. That's the important part.
The grease and the energy and the caffeine will collapse from a heart attack.
Yeah. So anyway, that'll be exciting.
Exciting.
Because one of our comments on our Let's Plays is we need to be a little bit more lively. More specifically, you needed to be more lively.
I'm sorry. I told you earlier that I was excited in the beginning because I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to play this. And then we started playing it, and we both got really good at it, and it was just really
stupid. I think part of it, too, is we played too long. We played a solid like hour and 15 minutes.
We
should really limit our playing, at least of games like that, to an hour when it's only two of us.
Yeah.
I
was thinking 20 minutes, but okay, we're going
to
go
now. I meant to say half an hour is the words I was looking for.
Oh, hey, can we actually finally get an indie game of the week done today?
Yeah, maybe.
fuck you, Ben.
We've been trying to start this stupid fucking thing for a month now.
I know.
I've also been trying to start my cooking show for a while, and nobody wants to fucking help me film it.
Because it's not gaming. We're Frosted Gaming, Si.
I'm going to rewind to a podcast we had earlier filmed And both of you said, you would rather me do a cooking show than destroy shit.
I agree with Sai on this one. We did say that. I was thinking, though, that that
it'd
would be
your own separate channel.
Oh, we could do that.
That's,
or we could do it on...
My own, like, no, not even related to Frosting Gaming.
Well, no, it'd still be related. It would just be its own channel.
It'd just be under the Awesomeware brand. Our awesome brand. Or whatever we're going to call it.
Yeah. I was thinking putting it on the Awesomeware channel, though.
Yeah, that worked.
All right, let's talk about these business decisions off the podcast.
That's a good idea.
Oh, so speaking of business decisions that we said somewhere and it got fucking picked up, I swear to God someone's fucking listening to our shit.
That's a good thing. Isn't that our goal here?
No.
That we want people listening?
No, because they're stealing our ideas and fuck. Remember how you and I said a couple months ago when I first started at the gym that we should go to other gyms and fix struggling programs and make it a web series? It's a web series now!
You're shitting me.
It's called Cheerhab, and the coaches of California SMOAD do it.
All right, well, they still don't have a cheerleading podcast. We need to start that pronto. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Let's do it.
People
right
are
now.
Do it.
Like, after right after this, we'll start a cheerleading podcast.
Start talking about cheerleading. God, I will be the most.
I will not be here.
I will not be useful. But we know useful people.
Yeah, we do.
Ben would be one of them, and Ben knows useful people.
I know a lot of useful
Bucky
people.
Would be really useful for it.
Yeah, he would.
And get Bucky on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
Right, so back to...
Other shit nobody cares about.
This has been the
on.
Most tangential podcast we've had yet. This is like...
But no. That was related.
No, it wasn't. Let's go. Moving on.
Cheerleading podcast? No.
No, it was the stealing ideas and shit, and I don't know
how yeah, it started off good. You're right. And then quickly...
Blew that shit
turned
up.
Into a tangent.
Yeah.
So did you guys hear about the European Extremely Large Telescope?
I was just looking at that.
The funny thing is...
That's its real name?
It's real name. There's no really? Like... There's no, like, this is the Hubble Mark II Ground Space Telescope. It is the Extremely Large Telescope.
That's
European.
Awesome.
The European
that
Extremely
is
Large
awesome.
Telescope.
It could have been the Extremely European Large Telescope. That would have been interesting, too.
That would have been
extremely
really
European.
But anyway, apparently it's, like, a really big deal. It's a ginormous telescope that's, and the reflector mirror is 8.5 meters across, which means we can, like, they're using it to detect life on other planets.
No shit.
That's how serious of a telescope it is.
Yes.
And it's doing it from the surface as opposed to from space.
That is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we find life on another planet.
I know. It'll be so exciting. But really, it's probably going to be disappointing. It's going to be like an amoeba.
We can have someone...
It's still life.
We could have intelligent life on our planet.
We could.
No one here.
We could bring the amoebas.
They already used that telescope on Earth and was like, nothing there. All right, moving on.
Bunch of fucking idiots there.
We bring over the amoebas and they take over like, what the fuck are you guys doing here?
How did we let amoebas take over?
Can you even spaceship?
It's because you drink every day, you idiot. I don't care.
As long as you realize that's
this
the problem.
Amoeba's my friend. You're hugging a soda can. It's filled with vodka. Shut up.
Wow.
That guy, that was me with the drill that time, right? My own hole.
At least there wasn't lava at the bottom of your hole.
That's true.
Ben had lava
Minecraft.
At the
when
of
can we play Minecraft?
Oh, we have Xboxes now, so we could do that.
Thursday.
But that's shitty.
It
no,
is,
no,
but we don't have computers. So.
It's actually.
They actually
up
just
quickly.
Had an update. The only thing you're still missing
really?
Is fucking hoppers.
What are hoppers?
That's the thing that'll pick up items for you and transport them.
I don't give a fuck about that.
I love the hoppers.
Okay.
But you, yeah, I guess
but
you
do you have everything?
You have
like
the hoppa?
Do you have dungeons now?
Yeah. You have dungeons. You have nether. You have the end.
Well, they've always had that.
You're right, because we killed the end dragon.
Yeah.
They have anvils.
They have anvils now. They have
yes!
carpet. They have...
anvils. That's
they,
what I wanted.
They have a lot of stuff in the most recent update.
That's awesome. Good. Now, I mean, I still have all the saved data from our last.
Well, we'd start over fresh.
I know.
Let's play.
But I'm just saying, I would go home and be like,
The one problem I forgot about is I have to renew my live.
Yeah, me too.
Mine's automatic every month on my credit card. Nice. Debit card.
One of the things, yeah.
Which I should probably look into because I don't have money on my account.
Yeah.
And I probably don't have Xbox Live anymore.
Yeah, so anyway, We'll
guys,
do that
we're running out of money. Please donate.
Or just watch our shit and buy our t-shirts.
Do we have a donate button?
No. We have
should
a t-shirt
make a
buying
donate
button.
Button.
We should make a buy a t-shirt button.
We should make a donate button.
Okay, I guess people
maybe
really
people
want
don't
want
to fucking
any
wear a
t-shirt. Any donation over $10 comes with a free t-shirt.
Yeah.
There you
$15.
Go.
$15. Any donation over $15 comes with a free t-shirt.
Yeah. There you
they're
go.
Basically buying a t-shirt, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, but they can pay more for their t-shirt if they want to.
That's true. All right. I like where this is going.
Yeah.
There we go. Has anybody bought a t-shirt yet?
Yeah, a couple people have.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, all people we know.
Someone
wore
a Frosted Gaming shirt to a gaming
convention. We talked about that last podcast.
Yeah, we did.
So someone obviously bought a fucking shirt, Si.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway.
I have a hoodie.
I cannot get over how, like, this podcast has been one long tangent.
It really has.
But it's been the best tangent. It's been the best kind
of
tangent.
I'm having a real hard time keeping, like, a straight line of thought. Like,
I know.
I can't even finish sentences anymore.
Still let it go, Joey.
My brain's just not working. I didn't take Alpha Brain today. I wonder if that's why.
Probably.
Normally I take it before the podcast.
I wonder if you develop some kind of dependency on it to fucking think.
Maybe. I had a lot of cool dreams last night.
What if your brain just starts melting because you're not on Alpha Brain?
That would be so cool.
That would not be cool.
You'd die.
We'd lose the smartest person in fucking Frosted Gaming in Awesomeware.
I'm the only one who knows what the fuck I'm doing.
That
basically.
Is true. No, it's true. We're just here to talk. Nobody gives a fuck about
much.
Us.
Eventually, I'll train you guys on how to edit stuff. But
we are the entertainment value.
God,
you
are so the I don't want to wait another week to do...
A podcast?
A podcast or a Let's Play. Like, I want our Xboxes here now.
They'll be here tomorrow.
They'll be here fucking tomorrow.
I understand that.
Tomorrow! You don't have to wait a week.
So we could just come over tomorrow and...
Tomorrow's probably not a good day, but Thursday's a good day.
Motherfucker. I still have work 10 to 6, so...
Come over after.
Okay.
Yeah, because I work till 8:30 on Thursday, and then I'm coming over and doing some Let's Plays. Yeah.
Done! Let's do our first Minecraft Let's Play.
Thursday... Yeah. Pizza, energy drinks.
Oh my god!
No,
so excited.
Today we're doing pizza and energy drinks.
I'm so excited.
Let's make that very clear.
Well, oh wait, no, I have Riley Thursday night.
Do you?
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. We'll
find
figure it out
babysitter.
Off the podcast.
Okay, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Find a girlfriend,
man. Blah.
Go take your Alpha Brain.
Apparently, I need to. No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
No, I have the whole second bottle.
Oh,
damn!
Look at you, fucking
pill popper.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 or 4.
We got an alcoholic and a pill popper.
God, I need to pick up a habit now.
Yeah.
You do. It's jacking off.
And beard growing.
I do have beard growing as a hobby and a habit.
It's like farming or gardening.
Well, sometimes. Because, like, eating wings yesterday, that was a fucking process.
We should get wings when we get pizza, too.
We should get wings.
Who's
I'm craving
got all
wings.
This money because I'm going
That's
on
true.
Broke.
That's true.
I don't have any money.
And I just bought 3 TVs, 2 Xboxes, and 3 capture cards, so I'm out of money, too.
I just bought a hotel room, new cheer shoes.
Well, all right, here we go. Never mind. Nobody cares what we're spending
nobody
money
cares.
On.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Even for our Let's Speak, nobody cares what we spent money on, either.
All right, let's take a moment to compose ourselves and refocus our energy.
We can talk about how Ben's a fucking liar.
How?
I don't know.
There's a fucking pecking bird! That's it!
What are you talking about?
On the banana tree! That motherfucker! That is the woodpecker. And he flies away.
I didn't see him.
He was on the banana tree.
I can't see the banana tree.
You can see the banana tree's right there. It's like dead and hanging forward. Motherfucker.
The woodpecker's back.
Wow.
That was exciting. Joey's like, let's collect our energy. There's a fucking woodpecker!
I was starting
the pecking bird. I love how I call it the pecking bird.
Woodpecker, you're right.
It's like a mockingbird and a woodpecker in the
same
thing.
I'm still trying to find it.
Because it mocks
Joey. Well,
it
flew away. It's not there anymore.
Oh.
It's mocking Joey while pecking on shit. So
bothering me during my fucking podcast? Ugh. I'm going to go kill that bird.
You see it every podcast or something?
No.
Oh.
But he was there.
No, Joey posted a video on his Facebook.
Yeah, you
oh,
saw
that
it.
Bird.
The yeah, one that's the bird.
Setting off a machine gun next to his window.
That was the bird. We just saw it.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Joey didn't like have like
an
a
aneurysm?
Rifle or a gun and just start shooting.
I could see that happening. You want to be a machine gun? I'll show you a fucking machine. Dead birdie. Oh my god. I saw a squirrel get ran over on the way here.
Oh, that's terrible.
Poor like, squirrel. But he got up and ran away.
I saw a video of a
like
squirrel.
Like just the back tire hit his legs or something and he went.
Saw a video of a squirrel that gave no fucks about the food chain and ate a snake.
Wow. What? Motherfucker. Yep.
Squirrel ate a snake.
It bit the snake's tail and the snake reared up and the squirrel just kind of like tilts its head a little bit and the snake tries to bite it and it jumps to the side and the squirrel bites the snake's tail again.
I cannot wait to find this video for the link dump.
And then the snake tried to bite the squirrel again and the squirrel bit the snake's head and like lunged its fang right into the middle of its head.
That is fucking
amazing.
Is
this a video you saw?
There's a video, yes.
Oh my god, we have to find this.
I'm so excited for the link dump today.
Oh my god.
I think I actually saw it. I think it's a World Star Hip Hop video, but or at least that's where I saw it, but I think the video's got to be viral by now.
Yeah. That's amazing. Cool. I want to see that.
Me too.
And I'm pretty sure our fans want to see that too, because that's a squirrel eating a snake, unheard of.
Oh, I mean, the snake was still alive while
what
he was
being eaten.
What
if squirrels are taking over the world?
That'd be interesting. Like the dolphins?
Yeah.
The dolphins Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Dolphins are fucking vicious as shit.
And they save people.
Yeah.
And they're vicious as shit. What if you piss them off?
Don't piss them off.
Yeah, don't piss them off.
Have we talked about that?
I think it was your sister that told me that story.
Have we talked about the LSD dolphin story?
No.
That's old, though. That's old
news. That is really old news. I don't even remember the full story anymore, but...
Did a dolphin do LSD?
They were trying to teach a dolphin how to speak English.
Here's the story that I remember. Back in Germany Nazi days or something.
I think it's like the 70s.
A long time ago.
I don't think LSD was around until the 70s.
Maybe, yes. At some point in time, they were doing research and they were trying to teach a dolphin how to speak. You know, because dolphins are smart or whatever.
Right.
And so what they did is they grew a baby dolphin in a like human environment. So they took a house and they filled it with water so the dolphin could swim around, and then a trainer lived there. And I'm trying to remember the order of the story. But anyway, as the dolphin reached sexual maturity, it started being extra aggressive. So they took out the dolphin on like walks to go meet other dolphins and have sexual intercourse with the dolphins. But they were afraid it was interfering with the lessons for teaching it how to speak English. So eventually... when the dolphins came back into the house and wasn't allowed to leave anymore, it became less aggressive, but was flirting with the trainer and would like roll over and show it its junk. And then she started jacking off the dolphin. And then things were going well. The dolphin became more responsive to the lessons and seemed to be getting closer to speaking and understanding things. But their funding was being cut, so they had to get results faster, so they gave the dolphin and the trainer LSD and they started dropping acid together.
Oh my god.
Trying to teach it English.
You can't learn English on LSD.
Well,
but yeah, they were gonna the 70s. I didn't know that yet. This was science. That's how they figured it out.
So the dolphin never spoke English?
No, dolphin never spoke English.
Damn, that's upsetting.
No, but
so all it was
really
is one
high.
Big fucking, what, 10-year porno?
Really
10-year fucking animalistic porno.
Yeah.
Dolphin porn brought to you by weird fucking people.
Watch them drop LSD together.
Yeah, so that was that.
Dolphin porn brought to you by science.
Wait, how do you put that on your tongue?
I don't know.
It dissolves in water.
You have the dolphin stick its head out of the water. It wasn't like completely underwater.
Oh, when you're talking to me this, I'm thinking it's a house built underwater.
No. It was partially filled with water because the trainer lives in there too. And the trainer was a girl.
Half of it was in water, half of it was out of water.
Right. So the dolphin could swim around, but the trainer could still walk around without having to like use scuba gear.
I don't like that.
How else was she going to talk?
I don't know. I don't like it.
All right.
It needs to be all underwater. So the dolphin can learn to speak English and go to his other friends so they can learn to speak English so they can take over the world. I don't like it anymore.
Like Planet of the Apes.
I don't like it anymore.
I'm so excited for the new Planet of the Apes movie.
Are you?
Me too. Yeah, I saw an extended trailer.
Oh, yeah? I don't want to watch it.
Super exciting.
Yeah. Joey wants to stay in the dark on this one.
Yeah, just like I did with Halo.
Yeah, I should too. I'll go with you.
Oh,
I'll do it with you.
All right. Cool.
Fuck it. I'm gonna spoil it for both of you.
Speaking of, we have Operation Supply Drop coming up.
We do, next
yes?
month.
Yes, next month.
Yeah. May 17th, I think.
Hey, I'll be just about done with my hair growing treatment.
Is that a Saturday?
I hope so.
Me too.
Why?
Because I work Monday through Friday over the summer.
Give me an exact date so I can request off right now.
I'll give you an exact date after the podcast. Actually, I have it. I'll look it up. So
just give it to me after the podcast.
Well, it's kind of important to say on the podcast too, so I'm going
to
look it up.
All right. Well, I have to request off on my Hot Schedules, my new app for my learning my app or my schedule
right.
for work.
8-bit salute, and it is Saturday starting at 9 a.m. until
Sunday
at 9 a.m. on May 17th and May 18th.
May 7th, September.
So basically, you need May 17th off, and you should probably get May 18th off too.
What the? That's like in 2 weeks, dude.
Yeah, it's close.
Hey, you got a 2 week notice. There you go.
No, it's a little bit more than 2 weeks.
What days do I need?
Saturday, Sunday.
May 17th and May 18th off. And what we're going to do is, because now we have 3 TVs and 3 capture cards, we'll be able to stream all of that.
Yep.
But the conversation, how are we going to do that?
We'll figure it out.
I'll figure that out. USB splitter. It'll be fine.
Pop pocket, I guess.
What is it? May what?
17th and 18th.
17th.
And 18th. 18th. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do all of the Halo campaigns back to back. What are you guys going to do? Do you know? You have any ideas?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you guys can figure that out later.
Are we going to try to specifically limit to like war games?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea because it's
a
soldier
it's for
thing.
The troops,
salute, yeah.
So, I don't know, probably Gears of War, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, there's three of those. You can do that.
Definitely do that, yeah.
And Sai can play Call of Duty or something. No, because Sai will get really angry for a very long time.
No, yeah. It's not true.
We don't need Sai angry for a full 24 hours.
I'll play something non-multiplayer.
No shit.
That way nobody
We're all
can
going
cheat.
Story mode.
Is that way nobody can cheat?
Oh, no, I can play story mode at Call of Duty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to play on the easiest setting because I am the shittiest shooter person.
I'm going to play Legendary for all the Halos. I'm excited. I heard about that.
I'm going to be done the fastest. I'm going to beat all of you.
Probably.
And then I'll just
Ben's
going to
play
else.
One round of Minesweeper.
Fuck!
Yeah, so anyway, that'll be exciting.
Yeah. So come join us and watch us live. Are we going to do it live?
Yeah, it is live. It's a live stream.
Awesome.
And it's going to be on Twitch.
I believe so, probably.
This
Might
is
going to
be so much fun. Well, people are actually going to see our faces.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to put a voice with a face.
But I won't have a beard.
Sort of.
Wait, what?
Sort of, because streaming, I don't know if my camera can handle streaming video.
Well, we need to buy a new camera that can handle streaming.
With all the money we have?
I'll chip in. How much does a camera cost that handles streaming?
The gameplay. I don't know.
Probably a couple $100.
$100?
A couple hundred.
But
bucks.
We also have to stream the gameplay.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole idea of the event, is streaming gameplay.
Well, I also want to stream video.
We'll figure that out later.
You're right, we will. I love you.
Uh-huh.
All right, what's my... All right, I'll do this by myself.
Okay, you're good.
We'll talk about it after the podcast,
yeah,
but I have
good
an idea.
I forgot we have a lot of shit to talk about after the podcast.
God damn it.
Wow, yeah. Man, this...
This is why we can't do early podcasts. Usually the time we do before the podcast, when we get here early, we talk
maybe,
about
maybe
all
we
shit.
Need to eat before we start the podcast, because normally I eat before the podcast.
I never eat. I don't eat breakfast. Well. Ever.
Yeah, okay, so Martin O'Donnell was terminated from Bungie.
That wasn't the one I was going
cause.
With.
Oh, well, that's the one I'm going with, because I want to talk about that.
All right.
I don't know who that is, and I...
He's the one who makes all the music for all the Halo games, and you know how good the music is in the Halo games.
Yes,
it's
very, very
probably
dramatic.
The best music of any game.
Very much
Except
there.
Civilization, which...
Well, I was going to say, the Civ music's pretty good, too, but I don't like it as much, personally.
Yeah. The one that wins the awards is the one that beat it.
Yeah, and...
Oh, look, a Blue Jay.
Yeah, there's a Blue Jay out there, too.
So there's a Blue Jay and a Woodpecker.
Yep. All right, so anyway, back to
what
the
if
topic.
They're conspirating
oh my God.
To make your life suck.
What the fuck are you guys looking at?
I don't actually see the Blue Jay, to be fair.
It was there on the, well, out of your field of vision.
All right, anyway. He was terminated from Bungie without cause earlier this week. And they're like, nobody knows why.
Hmm.
But it's kind of really sucky because he's been around since Bungie like started forever ago.
That's really weird.
He's made the music for all the Halo games.
Now, well, maybe
for
because
Halo
they're going different from Halo. They're not Halo anymore. Maybe they're going to different games. They don't want that same
but
music.
But he just did music.
They don't want that same type of music.
Okay, that makes sense. But I feel like if that was the case, it would be less... It was definitely a bad-tasted termination.
Really?
Yeah, like... Because
that was my next question.
Martin O'Donnell tweeted... After so many years, I was let go from Bungie without reason. I think he said terminated from Bungie without reason.
Wow.
And I feel like if that was the case, it would have been a much more amicable topic.
Yeah. Well, that's shitty.
Yeah.
We
shitty.
Need to start a petition to get him back into Bungie.
I don't think that'll work. He probably wouldn't go back. If I was him, I wouldn't go back.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
He's one of the most acclaimed music composers in the industry. I mean, he can get a job anywhere.
Well, maybe... Was there... No. There had to be a reason. There has to be a reason. There's a reason for everything.
Sure there is, but they didn't tell him what the reason was. And nobody else has speculation on what the reason was.
Maybe
except
was...
for Sai. I kind of like Sai's reasoning, but again, I just feel like
what
if
was
that
Sai's
was the
reason?
Case... Just that they're starting a new game, yeah. So they would want a different style of music, which that I get. I mean, because Halo 4 did the same thing. Of course, they went over to 343, but... You know,
Yeah,
a change of pace, and that I get, but again, I feel like if that was the case, it would have been a much
What's
more...
What's the new game that,
Destiny.
Destiny.
Destiny, right? Yeah, so maybe they have the same fucking music, and they're like, we don't want this shit anymore. Like,
yeah. So, I don't know.
Possibly.
Makes sense.
Although their art style is very similar, so...
Right? Ugh. That's why I don't want to get it. I don't want to get it.
I still want to get it.
It's out, isn't it?
No.
It's an MMORPG shooter. That is
it's
badass
shitty
as
because
fuck.
I know I fucking pre-ordered that shit.
No, did you?
Like, I'm not going to get it. Fuck that. I pre-ordered it.
I pre-ordered
I
it and paid in full.
Guess what game I pre-ordered that I'm excited about?
What'd you pre-order?
Mighty No. 9. But I pre-ordered that months and months and months ago.
I can't remember the last time I pre-ordered a game.
I go to GameStop very often, so...
I think I might have pre-ordered Portal 2. And at this point, that was like 4 years ago.
Did we get Xbox 360s or Xbox Ones?
360s.
360s.
There's no point in getting
fine.
One right now.
Well...
Yeah. For what?
Elder Scrolls, the MMO RPG.
PC.
Oh.
No, Xbox One.
And PC.
And PC.
Oh, Xbox One.
And PC.
That's going to get bleeped.
This is going to be one of the hardest podcasts to edit. You guys know that?
I'm sorry. Seriously, Xbox
that,
One.
We also need to cut it. Had to cut out of all your Let's Plays yesterday.
Did you beep it or cut it out?
I beeped it.
Yes.
Ben did that on purpose. He wanted to hear it.
Well, now you have to beep out beep.
Well, I was already beeping. I'm already beeping out size, so I was like, I might as well fit it in now, make the announcement to everybody.
Great.
Well, I'm thinking about it.
So that's something else they can use their imagination for on our world.
They have
Let's
no idea
play.
What the beep is.
They have no they idea don't. What these beeps are.
The beep could be
God damn it.
I really wanted to do that just to hear it. It could be beep. It could be beep. Now nobody has any idea. You know,
it's really interesting, but you don't realize how together your words are until you go to edit it, and you realize the end of the first word goes into or, and so you can't keep or in because you can still hear the other words.
It could be or it could be.
Much better. See, that'll welcome. Be a lot easier for me to edit. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I hate my life sometimes.
Anything to help out with the podcast.
Anything to make my life easier.
Yep.
All right, last topic on the list is Steam Greenlight Games. Now, why is that important, Joey?
Yeah, I didn't put any notes on that on the topic.
Yeah, it was like, Greenlight Games.
Apparently,
there's a lot of them.
A lot of people are very unhappy with Greenlight, including Steam, and they're talking about...
What is Greenlight?
It's a voting process to get indie games into Steam.
Okay.
Because they don't just want, like, random shitty games put in there.
But it's kind of...
I thought you couldn't reach.
So it has to reach a certain amount of votes and credits
but
in certain ways.
Part of the reason is I want to say it's kind of Kickstarter style. And so getting an indie game on the Steam store isn't just about getting an indie game on the store. It's about getting an in-development game on the store. Meaning a lot of people are buying these in-development games and then they don't get better. They just stay in development.
Right, because they're just making money and they don't
right,
hate
they got
play.
The money and they have no desire to continue making
exactly,
their game anymore.
Yeah.
See, that's what I have against early access and still in development games. That's it's. If I'm buying a game, I want to buy the game. I don't care if I'm pre-ordering it, but I don't want to play an undone game.
You want to buy a completed game.
Right.
Which makes sense. And there are very few exceptions to that. Like Minecraft was one.
Minecraft is one.
But
Planetary Annihilation
but
is another
honestly,
one that I
don't debatably,
mind.
It was a finished game, Minecraft. I know it was still in beta forever when I played it, but I still consider that a finished game. If it hadn't made any progress, I would have still been equally as happy
yeah,
with that
but
game.
It was basically updates is what was going on with Minecraft. They had it set out. You could do stuff.
Yeah.
But then they had updates. You could do more stuff. That's how I looked at it.
Well, yeah, but back in the day, this is before you even played, it was in beta, in alpha. I played
yeah,
in alpha.
I played alpha as well.
What the hell? How
I bought
long
it
was
right,
that?
Right after Joey bought it.
Fucking original Frosted Gaming server years, so...
Whoa!
That was like 6 years ago at this point.
Damn!
Like...
Yeah.
Did they have Redstone in the alpha?
I don't remember. I think so. I think Redstone was a pretty early add-on. Redstone's been in the game the entire time I played, so
okay.
Yeah. Except I didn't use it.
Yeah, I don't...
But, and so anyway, even Steam is talking about getting rid of Greenlit altogether and just letting Steam be more open to indie games. So what happens is... You can submit your game to anybody, but it's not an in-development game. You're submitting complete games.
You have
games.
To submit a
okay.
finished
no. See, that's a lot.
And now the difference here being you can still put in-development games and just call it completed, but because it's released as a full game, the reviews and such will reflect that of a full game.
Right.
Meaning it'll get shitty reviews, and nobody will use the it's-in-development excuse, and therefore it'll lead to better games being on the store and only people paying for the better completed games. Well, also
I like
same,
that idea.
Well, also at the same time allowing... indie developers to get their games out on a place like Steam, which is huge.
Right.
So that's a big
deal. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
See, when they first introduced Greenlight, I thought it was just strictly for getting indie games, and I didn't know it was for early access games.
It is early access games. Early access Greenlight game, or early access indie games is what it's for.
Yeah.
Was that a
See,
person?
I just,
did anybody hear that?
I heard
oh, my dad
stream.
Just got home. I think he came into the garage. That would make sense.
It's just... I'm 90% against in-development games or early access games just simply because I want that full experience. Like, Minecraft, as much as it was in early access and still in development, it was a completed game.
Mm-hmm.
There was a goal, and you could reach that goal by the end of the game, and even though there is no
There's
end to Minecraft.
Goal?
Well, I mean, it's to build shit. The whole point of the
okay.
game is just to build shit.
Yeah, I guess, okay, yeah.
Like, there's true. No incomplete
well,
story.
There is no goal, and right. that's the goal itself.
Well, now there is to beat the End Dragon. which yeah, still that, isn't really that big of a goal. I was going to
say, it's not even a goal. It's right. just a thing you can do.
As a noob, me and Joey beat the End Dragon.
We did beat it on easy, though.
It's true.
So,
well, you know what? Now you got me. So you're going to have a harder time doing it.
We're definitely going to have to do it on easy.
We'll play on like normal or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
No, I want to play on hard. Let's do it. Me and you.
I don't know. We'll figure it out because we'll probably change it frequently. I got to be in there, too.
I'll just hide. I'll make cakes in the house.
Guy. Yeah. Ben will be the supply guy. We need supply drop. Ben comes in with a little helicopter.
I can't wait for the day when you can make like automobiles and helicopters in Minecraft.
That'll never happen.
I know.
I'm sort of do it with Feed the Beast, but damn, is it clunky.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Feed the Beast, it's a collection of mods for Minecraft, and you can do like some really advanced robotic.
Well, I'm saying if you make mine like tracks or whatever, you could make like a minecart that's shaped like a car. Right?
Not really.
Not really. But there is a game.
Fuck you guys.
There is a game that
I had a good idea and you shit
on Kickstarter while we're talking about Greenlight and Kickstarter.
Right.
There's a game that I backed. I forget what it's called, but I'll have the name for it for the link dump. But it was inspired by Minecraft, but it's almost specifically a combat game.
Specifically a combat game like inspired by Minecraft?
That doesn't make sense. Well, because you can build your thing, your little units.
Oh, Starforge.
No.
Oh. But Star you Forge can build. Another, never mind.
You can build your units completely customized, and like you can have like, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of things. You can build your own like spaceships, your own mechs, things like that, and put them into battle. And your whole mission is to take over other people's areas.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool. But again, you paid for that in development, early access, right?
No, I paid for the finished game. I don't think it's going to be early access.
Okay, so you'll get the finished game at some point in the future.
Yes.
See, what's shitty about that is what if...
It doesn't finish.
Exactly. Yeah. You just spent all that money on nothing.
Well, that's... So a lot of people...
So many
people
buy this... $15 Shut up. I'm not worried.
So many people buy this finished game. Say like 150,000 people. No, let's just say 1,000 people buy this finished game at $15 a person. What's that, $15,000?
Yes.
Well, why would I continue making this game?
Right.
I got $15,000 now. I could be doing this myself. $15,000? Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. That's a new car.
You can't make a game on $15,000. Not a good one.
You don't know that.
That's the whole point.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's saying is get $15,000, you stop development of the game, and it was
people see this like
access.
This badass looking game, and they're like, oh, I want to see this done. Let me donate
$150.
And then 10,000 people do that, and it's $150,000, and now... That's huge.
I will only back games if there's significant progress.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't follow that. A lot of people just donate money because they think it looks cool.
Yeah, just like Ben.
Like I said, there has to be significant progress on the game.
Ben doesn't do that. Ben doesn't do that.
Not for other people. Other people just donate the money, and that's the problem with these Kickstarter games.
Ben sees a badass game, and he donates money. He's donated so much money to the indie games, it's not even funny.
Which ones have I donated to?
Mighty No. 9. I know that's a good game, and
that's
actually going to come
out.
Right, I know, Ben. But there have been so many games where I've seen you just donate money to. You've probably donated over
anyway, regardless
in
of what
way
Ben,
over $100, yeah,
regardless
way
of what Ben does, it's still the same principle for people that aren't Ben. Where's that going with this?
That people who just throw money away to projects that never get completed.
Right, which happens a lot, and that's kind of the whole problem with early access. Or even just kickstarted games.
So my suggestion to people on Kickstarter is do your research. Like, look into the company that you're backing.
People aren't going to listen to that, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, it's very easy to say, but nobody's going to actually do that. It'd be nice if they did.
I know.
So
people, be smart with your money.
Yeah. I'm not at all.
No.
No?
I have mixed emotions if I am right now because I just spent a bunch of money on all this podcast supply or the Let's Play supplies.
Yeah.
So I'm still kind of... Was that a good decision or was it not?
Oh, we'll it's going to be a good decision.
I hope so.
It's going to be so much
I really
fun.
Hope so, guys. Don't let me down.
Oh,
we get
never
free
let
advertisement
you down.
From YouTube.
I know. That was a huge plus. We've got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Or figure out the ad we're going to do.
We'll have to do after the podcast, so we should probably wrap it up so we get into that.
Yeah, because, well, we had a nice good ending there. I felt that conversation about development games was a nice solid change of pace for this episode.
I know. It was completely tangents. And then
it was actually like...
Adult mature discussion.
Adult mature.
I thought all three of
good.
Us were involved. It was great. Yeah. I keep spitting on my pop filter.
That's what.
That's
it's
why
for.
We bought the pop filter.
I know. we should probably like clean these. I don't know how you do that. Because if you smell them, they don't smell that great.
Mine smells fine.
Mine smells fine.
I guess mine does too.
Okay.
All right. So never mind. I take that statement back.
All right, well, I guess we're wrapping up.
Oh, yeah, on that note, do we want to end this podcast a little short? Because tangents, and we got a long day ahead of us.
And we've hit every topic, so. Yeah. You did a good job today.
What are we at right now? How long?
As tangenty as it
hour
might
and
be.
10 minutes.
Ah, it's
plus
good.
About
10
5 minutes.
Minutes
of cuts.
Five, I was saying 10 minutes.
So a short podcast, but that's okay. Because we did one early. You're welcome, world.
Yeah.
Yep. Even though it comes out the same time for them. Later.
Make it easier for me to edit? All right.
Deuces.
Bye, guys.